This is the recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on Thursday, March 7, 2013. If you should have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The open meeting for Thursday, March 7th will now come to order. The first item on the agenda is correction and approval of the minutes. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move to approve agenda document number 13-09, minutes for the open session held on February 14th, 2013.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And the motion carries 5-0. The next item on the agenda is the petition for rulemaking to update 11 CFR section 104.20C8 and C9 filed by the Center for Individual Freedom. We have a late submitted document. Do we have a motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to suspend the rules and the timely submission of documents in order to consider late submission of agenda document number 13-10. Thank you.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Mr. Stepanovic.
Thank you, Chair Weintraub. Good afternoon, Commissioners. Agenda document 13-10 updates the status of the petition for rulemaking filed by the Center for Individual Freedom on October 5, 2012. The Commission published a notice of availability in the Federal Register on October 26, 2012, seeking public comment, and it received three comments in response to that notice. Attached to this agenda document are the petition for rulemaking, the notice of availability, and the three comments received. Thank you, and I am happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Do we have any questions or comments on the document? Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a quick question about, at this point of the process, if you could just quickly recap the different procedural ways that we can proceed from this point.
Different procedural ways we could proceed?
Yeah. I don't know if that's best addressed by you or...
Mr. Dealey.
It's really to initiate a rulemaking or deny the petition. And you can initiate a rulemaking through a couple of different mechanisms, an advance notice of proposed rulemaking, a notice of proposed rulemaking.
Okay, and what about the potential vehicle of an interim final rule?
Right, that would be another way to initiate a rulemaking.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further thoughts, comments, proposals, motions? Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to initiate a rulemaking based on the petition for rulemaking to update 11 CFR 104.20 C8 and 9 filed by the Center for Individual Freedom on October 5th, 2012, and instruct the Office of General Counsel to draft a direct final rule to strike, quote, pursuant to 11 CFR 114.15, unquote, from 11 CFR section 104.28 and 11 CFR section 104.29.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Quiet group today. Maybe we're all just exhausted from discussing this provision because I feel like we have had this discussion many times before. For the reasons that I've stated many times before, I will not be able to support the motion. I don't believe that striking those words really addresses the issues that we ought to be addressing with respect to those rules. I don't know if anyone else wants to comment or we just want to move to votes. Doesn't look like anybody else has any comments, so I will call the motion. All in favor of the vice chairman's motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
No. Motion fails, 3-2, with the vice chairman, Commissioners Peterson and Hunter voting in favor, and Commissioner Walther and myself voting against. Do we have any other motions? Commissioner Walther.
I move that we dismiss the petition for rulemaking.
Okay. Any comment on the motion or questions? I will call the motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
No.
No.
Motion fails, 2-3, with Commissioner Walther and myself voting in favor, and the vice chairman, Commissioners Hunter and Peterson, voting against. Commissioner Walther.
I understand that the next motion would be as follows. I move that the commission direct the Office of General Counsel to draft a notice of disposition pursuant to 11 CFR 200.4B and include a summary of statements expressed by the commissioners.
Is there any discussion on that motion? Okay, then. I will call the motion. All in favor say aye.
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 Sorry, I raised my hand.
Sorry. Commissioner Hunt.
Commissioner Walther, you said it would include a summary of positions?
And include a summary of the statements expressed by the commissioners.
Okay.
This is language provided to me by the Office of General Counsel.
Thank you.
Commissioner Peterson?
If I could just ask counsel to just kind of further explain what this motion is designed to accomplish, because I haven't heard this as of yet.
Mr. Dealey.
Given the lack of a 4 affirmative votes, the next step would be to issue a notice of disposition. So the motion as proposed would direct us to draft that for your consideration, and in so doing we would summarize the views of commissioners' statements either at the hearing or if there are any written statements in the notice of disposition to indicate that, and that would be the document that the commission issues since the rulemaking won't be initiated.
Mr. General Counsel.
And obviously, if there are no such statements, it will be simply a naked notice of disposition.
Mr. Vice Chair?
I don't mind excluding that language. It was not necessary. That was just a language that was given to me. So if you want to delete the words, include a summary of the statements expressed by commissioners, obviously that's... I got the impression that there were summaries and that was required. It's probably preferred, but is it required?
Mr. Herman.
There are obviously privilege issues here that I'm trying to navigate around, but suffice it to say that the language that we supplied to Commissioner Walther reflects our recommendations.
Mr. Vice Chairman.
The thing that caught my ear was the reference to summarizing statements, because we're voting now and I haven't heard any statements. So the disposition is, it's just 3-2, that's fine, but the way Mr. Dealey sort of explained it made sense, but it wasn't necessarily consistent with what I heard the motion say. My concern is that there's a subsequent fight over why we're not doing something.
Well, if there are, it permits the possibility of subsequent written statements issued by commissioners. If there are no such written statements, then, as I said, the notice of disposition will be plain and short and to the point, with no subsequent reasons supplied. It just allows for the possibility. We are not going to try to cooper up what the views of the commission are somehow. And if there are no written statements, then it will not supply any reasons at all.
Technical question.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Following up on my previous question. Having not thought this through, I'm unencumbered by anything other than my instinct of what I've seen in other cases. We're voting on something today. Commissioners state the reason for the vote prior to the vote. Are you saying that this allows justification for the vote after the fact? Because it seems to be...
I would phrase it slightly differently. It would be an after-the-fact explanation of what informed commissioners' votes. So it wouldn't be an after-the-fact analysis. It would simply be a rationale supplied that informed the commissioners' vote in the meeting.
Commissioner Walther?
Let me just ask you, do you have to, I got the impression there was an APA requirement of some sort. And I don't recall in all the previous deadlines we've had before, I don't recall this being phrased quite that way, which is fine with me. It just, and when we've deadlocked on these various occasions in the past, what did we do afterward?
Mr. Dealey will respond to your question, Commissioner.
Mr. Dealey, enlighten us.
Under our regulations, the disposition of petitions, 200.4B, if we don't initiate a rulemaking, the notice of disposition will include a brief statement of the grounds for the commission's decision. So we're trying to have the notice of disposition comply with that regulation by including, by proposing to draw from any statements that commissioners have made at this meeting or in writing. And the APA also generally has a requirement of explaining the basis for the decision.
Mr. Herman.
Now, keeping in mind Mr. Dealey's advice, it could say, and I think this would be consistent with the regulation, that the commission failed to initiate a rulemaking because it failed to get the requisite 4 votes. But I think a better approach would be to have a short explanation of the basis, therefore, supplied by each of the groups.
Commissioner Walther?
Now, if we can get by with saying because we're in a deadlock, then isn't that enough? I mean, I only say that because there's a variety of different views and a variety of different reasons for where we are and where we're not going. And to try and, I think, like, you know, the vice chair indicates, to ask you to summarize those might be a Herculean task. When, in fact, if, in fact, we can just say we got a deadlock here. And,
there are two different things going on here. One is technical compliance with the commission's regulation. The other is trying to imagine a court's review, if there were such a review. And I think to answer further, my recommendation would be that the commission convene an executive session, because I think it would cause me to disclose information subject to the attorney work product immunity.
Choice.
Well, it depends on whether.
Tell me.
Well, do my colleagues feel the need for an executive session discussion? We can clear the room and go into executive session.
Well, Lisa, you're putting it on us. It's not really on us. I mean, I don't feel we need an executive session. We're voting on this today. But Commissioner Walther has made a motion I hadn't seen or heard before he said it into the microphone, and he said, well, it's already said in open meeting that's something OGC prepared. Council, I think, wants to tell us more about it, but he cited work product, which is in anticipation of litigation. And as I, you know, when someone files a petition for rulemaking and it doesn't get granted in some form, they probably could bring a lawsuit. And then when they bring a lawsuit, the commission has to explain why. And currently, the only explanation is there weren't four votes. And what this motion, I think, tries to do is sort of slide around it and say, well, you can write the justification later and you're empowering OGC to do it. But this is all news to me. If I would have known that's what we're going to do before today, I probably would be a little more equipped. But, if you want to go in executive session, I can support that. That's fine. But the issue is really how to justify not going forward on this petition, which ultimately is still something that has to be public. And ultimately, we'll have to say it's a question of, really, in what format. But, I don't think anyone's asking council to get into anything that's work product, privileged, or otherwise on this side of the table. But we're happy to support going into executive session. I'm not sure, though, once we go into it, what's going to be said ends up being something properly in executive session, but that's an issue we deal with in executive session as to whether anything's really entitled to exemption. So your show, Madam Chair, what would you like to do?
Well, the reason I asked is because as I understand the motion, it is to prepare a document, to ask counsel to prepare a document, a notice of disposition. Presumably, we would have a chance to review that document. It doesn't adopt the document yet. Am I understanding this correctly?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Yes, so the motion is just to ask them to prepare a document, which we would then
have to
have an opportunity to review, and ultimately, you're right, it would go public. So I don't...
Okay, so the motion's not intended to decide and sort of punt the disposition to counsel to write based upon statements that are made after today. It's in the draft something, and then it comes back for us to review. Is that the intent of the motion?
Mr. General Counsel?
The intent of the motion is not for counsel to prepare reasons why the commission voted in a particular way.
Of course not. Makes sense. You have to memorialize what the commission does. You can't. Right. That's the issue. I want to make sure we don't get accused of doing something
and
after the fact without the commission actually being the ones providing.
I think the purpose of the motion is simply to permit the Office of General Counsel to act as your scriveners. No more, no less.
Ms. Hunter.
With respect to the document, the timing of the document, it has to be finalized by Monday. Is that correct?
Mr. Dealing?
No, I don't think there's a direct correlation between the timing of that document and Monday.
I don't want to jump in. If we're going to have...
Vice Chairman?
That's executive. We should go into executive session if we're going to go down that road. Because this is a petition, whatever the commission may have done in a court regarding something that's already pending, anyone could read scheduling orders and know, right? But what we're doing here today is not, there's always a potential lawsuit when someone files a petition for rulemaking if the commission doesn't grant it that they can sue. So we have to justify why we're not doing it, and that's why we're here talking about an open meeting. If we're going to talk about other things, maybe that is appropriate for executive session, which
we're happy to go into if that's it's not our motion that's being discussed. So it's really
Commissioner Walther.
Up to someone else.
Yeah, I mean, I'm concerned because I don't think, except we use in the broadest sense of the word, we're going to find agreement on the reasons why we should not go forward. Other than there won't be four votes for that, I don't think. Doesn't sound good to me. Having said that, I'm willing to take the risk that a deadlock, the language that the four votes could not support it, you know, if the court orders us to give us our reasons, we can all come up with some reasons, but there would only be at this point probably just two of us. I'm just anticipating a vote here.
What?
Mr. Herman.
I'm not sure whether that may, I mean, if you want to go in executive session, I don't, at this point, know exactly what we'll accomplish by it, but I'm more than willing to do that because maybe I'm curious now. But
I think perhaps, Commissioner, I can answer the question in a way that does not require us to reconvene an executive session. What such a motion could contemplate would be a summary of the positions of each of the groups of commissioners as providing the backdrop against which the commission was unable to approve the petition for a rulemaking. In other words, to put it in plain English, three commissioners said X, two commissioners said Y, the commission was unable, therefore, to approve the petition to go forward. I imagine it should be as short and as simple as possible.
We're in open session. So. We'll take a 5-minute recess while we figure out what we're doing here. Sorry about that. We're back in session. I think we need to we need to talk on the record about what's going on here, which is debate about the terms under which we would dispose of the motion. We've got a motion, we've got a petition for rulemaking. There was a motion made to open the rulemaking. That motion failed. And if we're not going to open the rulemaking, I believe we must dispose of the petition for rulemaking. I thought this was a fairly ministerial thing, but we seem to have gotten bogged down in the details of this. Commissioner Walther.
We're hung up on this rule of 200.4B, which says if the commission decides not to initiate a rulemaking, which we've not decided one way or the other, so that's maybe one consideration, it will give notice of this action, which is really inaction, by publishing a notice of disposition in the Federal Register and sending a letter to the petitioner. The notice of disposition will include a brief statement of the grounds for the commission's decision, which, without four votes, it's unclear if that would be appropriate, except in an action affirming a prior denial. So we've talked about whether we can have a simple motion. We've already deadlocked on a motion to dismiss the petition. My motion was, I move that the Commission direct the Office of General Counsel to draft a notice of disposition pursuant to 11 CFR 200.4B and to include a summary of the statements expressed by the commissioners. That isn't exactly what the rule says. It says a brief statement of the grounds for the Commission's decision. But as I understand it, the discussion is centered around deleting the words and include a summary of the statements expressed by the commissioners. Now, I've advised the commissioners that I have a statement to make, if, assuming that we don't proceed today. The chair has done the same. There are two statements of the two, what you can call dissenting votes. The issue is really, at this point, the best way to proceed, having already decided not to proceed. So, with that in mind, do you have any new thinking on what would happen if we just voted with deletion of the include a summary of the statements expressed by the commissioners in view of the regulation that says the notice of disposition will include a brief statement of the grounds for the commission's decision, for which there's no decision except by impasse? Now, the motion was to dismiss the petition, and that was not granted. So the argument could be that the people who voted against that motion are the ones that have to give the rationale. On the other hand, it's been kind of assumed that those who, you see, and do you want to get in the business of paraphrasing the rationale?
Well, there really, there are at least two questions that I think the commissioner is asking. The net reason, obviously, why the commission is not going forward is because there are not four more votes to grant the petition for rulemaking. And the second question is implicitly, what if there were a lawsuit, what would a court review? And that is a question that, unless you direct me to answer, I'm not comfortable answering in an open session of the commission on the ground of attorney-client privilege and attorney work product immunity.
It would be my suggestion, then, though, we go forward with that executive session, hear what you have to say.
All right. With apologies to the members of the public who came to hear this, I thought we were going to be able to do this in open session, but it appears that at least part of the discussion has to be held in... Wait. Mr. Herman?
Madam Chair, with respect, the commission will need to vote to go into executive session, and if you will forbear for a moment, we will give you a suggested motion.
That would be excellent. We would appreciate that.
Madam Chair, while we are waiting for Mr. General Counsel, will Commissioner Walther leave his motion on the table then for the open meeting?
The formal motion that's on the table is the full language that I read. And the answer is yes, that's on the table without the deletion of the language that says and include a summary of the statements expressed by the commissioners.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah. Now, I did offer to take it off, but I haven't moved to that effect.
Thank you.
Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you. Before we get to moving, before someone feels comfortable moving to go into executive session, I just want to make sure I understand where we are. There was a request, petition for rulemaking. I move that we adopt that. That motion failed 3-2. Then there was a motion to dismiss, I think the word, dismiss the petition. That failed 2-3. And on that motion, there was no deliberation or no statements made as to the rationale. So sitting here today, in the event of a lot, now the council can't get into what he might say, but I certainly can state what I think the rationale is sitting here today. Right now, it's, well, there weren't four votes to grant the petition. There's no other rationale at this point offered. And that's where we are. So now we have a petition without four votes and a conspicuous absence of rationale. And now the latest motion by Commissioner Walther is a way to sort of get a rationale. And that's where we are. But sitting here today, the only rationale the commission has is there weren't four votes to grant the petition.
I'm not sure I entirely agree with that. I mean, we're not writing on a blank slate here. This particular rule has come before the commission numerous times before. I think I have six separate statements that address this rule in the time period between Citizens United's issuance and now, when we have been trying to amend our rules in light of Citizens United. I know that if you want to rehash the same debate that we've had six times before, we can do that. We will have written statements.
This is the first vote on this petition for rulemaking. We haven't had six petitions for rulemaking on removing a cross-reference.
But the topic of removing the cross-reference has certainly come up before. I mean, basically, we have gone round and round on what do we need to do on the subject of 104.20C, subsections 8 and 9, which are the remnants of the Wisconsin Right to Life rulemaking. Most of that rulemaking has been, most of the regulations that were promulgated in response to that decision have been struck down, but as part of the same rulemaking, there was still a fragment left over. And really what the debate is over is whether we should delete the entire fragment, which I have advocated for, or at least engage in a rulemaking where we would engage with the public on whether we should delete the entire fragment or whether we should leave in place these few words that are left over from the Wisconsin Right to Life rulemaking, which have been interpreted in the view of those of us who are actually on the commission when the rule was adopted, misinterpreted in a way that so narrows disclosure as to undermine the purposes of the statute that it was supposed to be implementing. None of this should be news to anybody. I've said this many times before. I've written it many times before. And before the end of the day, I will have yet another statement that says pretty much the same thing again. I have no problem saying it out loud again. If people want to have further discussion in executive session and then come back into open session, I'm happy to do that. But I don't think there's a real mystery as to why this petition wouldn't be granted. In fact, I don't really understand why the petition was made in the first place. In light of all the history of this, I can't imagine that the petitioners actually thought that we would find that there would be four votes to go forward on that. But I'm sure they had their reasons for doing what they were doing. I don't know whether that's helpful or illuminating or...
Time will tell, I guess.
Auditory. Commissioner Walther.
Just following through on the discussion with our general counsel, I move to continue this discussion in executive session pursuant to 11 CFR 2.4B7 and to determine pursuant to 11 CFR 2.7D that business so requires and no public announcement was possible.
Does everyone understand the motion? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Again, I apologize to those members of the public who came here, but we are going to go into executive session now. We may come back into open session after, depending on what happens in the executive session discussion. I was hoping that we could resolve all this in a relatively brief open meeting today, but sometimes things don't work out the way you plan. So we'll have to ask the members of the public to leave now. Long-suffering guests back into the room. Never know what's going to happen at the FEC. Commissioner Walther.
Madam Chair, I'll reiterate the motion I made before. I move that the Commission direct the Office of General Counsel to draft a notice of disposition pursuant to 11 CFR 200.4B and include a summary of the statements expressed by the Commissioners.
We have a motion on the table. Does everybody understand the motion? Anybody want to discuss the motion?
I think we understand it now.
We understand it now?
Appreciate the time it took to make sure we understood it.
Good. Okay, I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And the motion passes 5-0. Mr. Staff Director, are there any management and administrative matters to discuss today?
Madam Chair, there are none.
In that case, this meeting is adjourned.